Hey, glad you can make it. And welcome to the Employee Cycle Podcast, where we talk to HR innovators, thought leaders, and even some disruptors about the latest in HR trends, HR tech, and you guessed it, HR data. Well, you've heard enough of me talking. Now let's start the show.
Hey, and welcome back to the Employee Cycle Podcast. I'm your host, Bruce Marable, CEO of Employee Cycle, and you know us. We are your people dashboard for small and medium companies. Yes, a lot of people overlook the small and medium companies and the HR leader, but we are here specifically for you. Just because you're a smaller company and you have a small, lean HR team doesn't mean that you can't be data-driven and tell a data-driven story about your workforce. That's why we created Employee Cycle, the people dashboard that has pre-built integration connectors to the most popular HR systems that all of you are using. We can connect to your systems if you're using Bamboo HR, Namely, Sapling, Zenefits, ADP, Trinet, 15.5, Office Vibe, Lattice, all the systems, all of them. That's right. We can help you bring all your data together so you can view, track, share, and analyze it all in one place. Go to employeecycle.com. Sign up for a free trial if you just feel so excited you want to do it now, or sign up for a demo, and I'll be happy to explain exactly how it all works. But that's enough about me and our company, because today we have an awesome guest. So please help me welcome Taylor Baker. She's the HR and marketing specialist at OnPoint, and today we're going to discuss how to transition your HR role for remote work. Taylor, welcome to the podcast. Woo! Taylor! Welcome!
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for allowing us to pull out all the wisdom and experience that you have to share with us today. So, Taylor, we're going to kick this thing off the best way we know how, and that's by asking you, how did you end up in the wonderful world of HR?
So, my mom actually does HR, and I've always wanted to get involved just by, you know, looking at her and what she does and how passionate she is. I actually started off as a marketing representative for a real estate company in Ashburn, Virginia, and I slowly worked my way up, getting more little experience as I could, doing different types of roles in marketing, and I got a job at where I'm at now, and I do marketing in, I'm the HR specialist. So I'm in charge of onboarding and getting people a feel of who we are as a company. I see people in person and just make sure it's a smooth sailing for their first day.
Got it. Thank you for that. And so today our topic is how to transition your HR role for remote work. And in prep for this call, I know you were telling me about how you really were in the middle of the onboarding process. New employee comes in, you're helping them figure out right from left, up from down, where all the things in the office, how the organization works, and really setting them up for success. But now all of that is virtual, as so many other things. So if you can just give us a sense of what were you doing before, and how has that now changed since we're all, for the most part, working in this virtual world?
So it's definitely been an adjustment for me. Personally, I'm a people person. I love to be around, you know, new people, my employees, my friends, family. And so I think the fact that I can't, you know, meet a new hire or be in the office physically for that is really upsetting. And I think that an adjustment to that is, you know, I'm going to have to learn for the future going forward, you know, how is that going to look? Is it going to be more team meetings, Zoom calls? Is that how I'm going to meet the people who join our company? Am I going to have to give our reputation and my personality through a computer screen? So that's something that's definitely, you know, up in the works. And yeah, I mean, it's really an ongoing process that my HR team and me will have to discuss and move forward with when the time comes.
What do you think are the areas that will change the most? And then what do you think are the areas that will, for the most part, stay the same?
I think what will stay the same is our reputation as a company. I work for an amazing company. I just think that I hope the miscommunication would not happen, as, you know, that always can be an issue in general when you're doing things at home, working from home. But I think for the most part, the company as a whole will stay the same, and hopefully the employee won't feel less important, if that makes sense, because we're not going to see them in person.
Got it. And I know one of the things that we were also talking about prior to this interview is around upping up the empathy that you're showing to candidates, but then also new hires. What does that look like moving forward in this remote world?
I think it's so important to, you know, express to your clients, employees, future employees, how important that they are and valued. And, you know, that's what I try to do. I try to show my personality to people when I first meet them. I try to maintain that. I try to keep a relationship with employees who have even left our company. And, you know, I really think that it's important to do that. And I think that I get that from our CEO, who also portrays that as well. So it's definitely something that can continue in, you know, this virtual COVID lifestyle now, but I hope that never goes away.
So I made a list of areas that I would like to get your feedback on in regards to what do you think will stay the same versus change, and also if you think it was better before or potentially better now. So the first area is around helping employees around employer relations and employee issues. Do you think that was easier to manage in person, easier to manage remote? Do you think that could get better or worse working in remote? What are your thoughts?
You know, that's really 50-50, I would say. You know, it's weird. I would say that in person, it, you know, it was easier as well because I'm, you know, physically there. So if an employee or a client needed to come see me or see anybody for that matter, they can come in. But then again, you know, during this virtual lifestyle now, I mean, they can call me at any time, email me, and I'm here for their needs. So, you know, that's a good question. I don't really have an answer. I would say they both can do the job 50-50.
Okay. What about employee engagement?
So that is definitely something that has been kind of a struggle. I mean, I know personally, my company, we did some happy hours here and there, and we had some get-togethers, and I mean, we were in person all the time. So, you know, if we wanted to catch up or collaborate with anything, we could be in person. However, I think that's the biggest struggle that, you know, I think all companies are going through right now, is just making sure that the employees are engaged and happy and fulfilled.
Slightly related, maybe a cousin to employee engagement, how do you feel and think about employer recognition?
So that's actually something that my company does really well with that I haven't seen in other companies per se, but I really love it. I know that it's so important to recognize when an employee has done a good job, a shout out, you know, share it on social media, you know, in any way, shape, or form. If you know, an employee has done something that's been good for the company, has been good for their own growth, I think that's really important to do on an HR perspective.
And how do you see that comparing from pre-COVID to during and post-COVID in a remote workforce?
I think personally, it can, you know, get a little tricky to do that when you don't see that employee. And, you know, there's always some difficulties expressing that. However, I do think that it should still remain the same. I mean, you know, giving them a phone call, having a Teams meeting with them, having some sort of, again, like I said, social media marketing shout out to let them know that they are, you know, we didn't forget about them, if that makes sense. They're doing their job, they're doing a great job, and, you know, we're here for them.
Got it. During this transition from in-person, happy-go-lucky, smiling, showing the great personality, being around people and feeling great about that experience, to being remote, being distant, but still trying to keep that connection as close as possible. How have you seen the perception from yourself? How do you now perceive your role to be different?
I mean, It has been, it's definitely been a transition. You know, again, like I said, you know, everything for me was in person. So, I mean, it does make me sad that I can't, you know, see my employees and, you know, meet new hires and get them to know about who we are as a company, who I am as, you know, someone that they can lean on and come to for any of their issues. So, yeah, I mean, it's been a struggle, but I think that I can really just hope for the best and see where the future comes. And my HR team is really great. So I think I have some good hope with that.
Got it. So you mentioned a lot about showing your personality, showing the company's personality and culture. How did you see your company, and for any HR leader who's listening to this, how should they go about communicating that company culture and personality in this new remote hiring and onboarding process when you can't have someone physically come and really feel the energy and feel the culture when they come inside of your office?
That's a really good question. You know, I gotta say that maybe just, I don't know, maybe just not feel so pressured. And I'm even giving advice to myself. Just be yourself and, you know, still explain and give all the information that you can to help them. Let them feel comfortable. And yeah, it is an awkward time right now. And yeah, it's a weird transition for, you know, both parties, and that not to feel alone and that, you know, this is what's going on in the world, but you can still give out and show who the company is and who you are as a person in a good manner, even if it's virtual.
So you mentioned not putting as much pressure on yourself, but I'm curious, is there even more pressure on the recruiters and whoever is responsible for onboarding, which at your company is you, to not feel like their personality and who they are is representative of the entire company?
I think that if anything, I would worry about this because I don't want them to feel, you know, that like I would want my persona and basically energy to be good for them and for them to feel comfortable, and that I should never have to feel bad or they should never have to feel bad, and that this is an adjustment. This is something that, you know, it's new for all of us. It's new for them, for me, and the company, and, you know, everyone's going through this. So, I mean, I think that it's just something that you have to learn. It's kind of just go with the flow.
During COVID and moving forward, do you think your employees now have a different perception of what your role is? Do you feel like they're still relying on you for the same thing? Or do you believe now they're relying on you and coming to you for totally different reasons? And of course, COVID is obviously a new reason, but even beyond that, do you think the interaction is different or how they're perceiving your role has changed any?
I mean, I think maybe a little bit. I haven't been able to, you know, see new hires. I haven't been able to do all the new hire paperwork and all of the main core things that I did before. However, you know, I still get the same questions, same employees that, you know, come to me for things. And, you know, my day-to-day is relatively a little bit the same as to what I was doing before. But there has been, you know, a shift change in what I was doing more so. And I think it definitely is something, you know, just something I have to do. And I'm continuing to do what I am. And yeah.
And how are you going about preparing for this new world of virtual work, remote work? How are you preparing yourself for the actual work and also the mindset of being in that space?
I prepare myself just honestly. I try to keep busy. I try to look for opportunities to help, you know, enhance my role. I love to learn more about what I'm doing. You know, I do HR and social media and marketing. So anything related to any of those categories I want to always excel in my skills. So yeah, I mean, I find ways to do that.
And last question, for anyone out there who may be going through the same transition, they're thinking about this and they're wondering, you know, what can I do to go through this and transition and come out better on the other side without, you know, them stressing themselves the hell out? What would be your advice for them?
Oh, gosh, I would say that, you know, it's definitely been an adjustment for me, but just to have faith. And, you know, if you feel like you are in a position where, you know, you trust your company and you love your role, then just keep it up. Keep doing what you love and stay positive. And, you know, I think we keep forgetting that we think we're alone in this, but, you know, everyone's going through this right now. So there's really nothing to worry about. That's the advice that I'd give.
Taylor, thanks for that advice and for everything else you shared on this podcast. We really appreciate you sharing and being transparent about your own experience of transitioning into your new HR role in this remote and virtual workforce. And we just really appreciate you sharing all the information that you did. So thanks for being such an awesome podcast guest. Woo, Taylor!
Thank you so much, Bruce, for having me on here.
Awesome. So where can people find you and On Point online?
They can find me on my personal LinkedIn. They can find everything there, basically.
Awesome. And we'll definitely include all that info in the show notes. So if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes to show that you care and that we provide great content. Also, if this is the very first time you listen to the Employee Cycle Podcast and you're hungry for more episodes, then please subscribe to Employee Cycle Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other great podcast players. And last but not least, all you awesome HR and people leaders out there, please continue to hire, train, and retain the best workforce possible. Thanks. Later, kids.